Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, August 14th. We have some really great scriptures today. I want to jump right in to Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 44. This is where Jesus appears to the disciples. And then we'll turn over to Psalm 33, verses 16 through 19. Which remind us that our strength is not in horses or in kings. Our strength is in the Lord and His unfailing love. In this passage in Luke's gospel, Jesus appears to the disciples, and notice what He says to them first. He speaks peace over them, and then He gives them assurances of His real presence. He says, "Touch me, look at me." He even wants them to watch Him eat something, to confirm that it is really Jesus. This is not a ghost. This is not an apparition. This is the resurrected King of the universe. And they are overjoyed and a little bit incredulous. I don't know if that's the right word. Just confused. They've never seen this before. They can't understand it. They don't have a box for it. And so as we read today, I pray that the Lord of the universe would give you peace as well, and assurances of His real presence with you. Starting in verse 36, while they were still talking about this, Jesus Himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When He had said this, He showed them His hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, He asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave Him a piece of broiled fish, and He took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Before we move on, several things I want to note. First, that Jesus said, "Hey, look at my hands, look at my feet." This is pointing back to the crucifixion and the nail marks that would have been in His flesh. He wants the disciples to be assured that it is surely Him, that He is with them. His real presence is with them. And then the last little part of the section I read today, Jesus is kind of like, "I told you this is what was going to happen." But I think I would have been like the disciples as well, not understanding. The last thing He says in this section is, "Everything must be fulfilled that was written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." And so if we think of the Psalms in that way, when we read the scripture today from the Psalms, I want you to look for connections to Jesus's life there. And so let us turn over to Psalm chapter 33, verses 16 through 19. "No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him, on those whose hope is in His unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine." I'm going to read verses 18 and 19 again. "But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him, on those whose hope is in His unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Those who fear the Lord and hope in His unfailing love or His loyal love, In Hebrew, the word for loyal love is hesed. It's this idea of a faithful covenant that God has with his own people. And when we see this psalm in light of Jesus, we see Jesus as completely trusting the Father when he goes to the cross. In fact, do you remember the last words or some of the last words that Jesus speaks on the cross? We just read it in Luke chapter 23 in verse 46. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And so Jesus is entrusting himself to the Lord of the universe, God the Father. And he knows that the Father, as it says in Psalm 33 today, can deliver him from death. And so if we read that psalm in light of Jesus, we can get really excited. I want to read one more thing about that from the commentary on Luke. It says, Jesus is the topic of Scripture. The events of his life are thus no surprise. They are in continuity with what God revealed throughout Scripture. It is fair to say that Jesus sees himself and his career outlined in the sacred text of old. For Luke, Jesus is proclaimed through prophecy and pattern. And so the pattern of the psalm here is that we must trust in the unfailing, loyal love of the Lord and fear the Lord, just as Jesus, our Savior, did so on the cross. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for the promises of Scripture. Thank you for the reminder that we can take courage because you are present with us. We don't have to be afraid. You revealed yourself to the disciples, and you are present with us through your Spirit. Thank you for this story in Scripture that reminds us that you had a real bodily presence with the disciples. Thank you for reminding us that we can see your prophetic witness all throughout Scripture. You are the one who trusted most fully in the loyal love of God, and you knew that God the Father would raise you from the dead. We too want to trust like you, Lord. Father, we want to put our fear and trust in you. So work in our spirits today, whatever we face. Make us mindful of your presence. Encourage us, Lord, we pray, by your Spirit. And be with those in our families, in our friend groups, in our community, and in our world for whom we pray. And now, Lord, over my brothers and sisters, I ask this blessing. Show them your ways, Lord. Teach them your paths. Guide them in your truth and teach them, for you are their God and Savior. May their hope be in your unfailing love all day long. Amen.